So taking some moments of settling into the posture. Just bringing some extra kind attention to make sure that there's no straining in the posture. Being kind to ourselves with the posture that we take and how the body is tended to. Still wanting a sense of being awake and present. So just being really mindful that there's no sense of straining or tensing. Having to strive in the posture. Helpful just to feel into the posture itself, being aware of sitting. Aware of contact with the ground. The support of the ground and the earth. Sense of being awake and present. So you may like to start the metta practice again with the bringing to mind of the animal or the being of the waka waka type creature for us. It somehow evokes that sense of friendliness, of kindness, of goodwill. Tuning in to the quality of mind and the sensations in the body and the heart. Staying with that being or bringing someone to mind who inspires us or with whom there is an uncomplicated sense of caring, of love, of respect. Someone for whom it is easy to feel kindness towards, to wish well for. And then offering that person or that being these phrases. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer danger. May you live with ease. Using the phrases, just repeating those phrases or similar, or the being that we care deeply about. may you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you be safe and protected. May you live with ease. And just continuing to work with that same person, continuing to offer metta to that person or being. Noticing if the mind has become distracted, just gently bringing that person back to the mind and the heart, or that being to the mind and the heart. And offering the phrases or the intention of goodwill, of well-wishing. And kindness. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you be safe and protected. May you live with ease. With well wishing, letting that person, that being go from the mind's eye. Now offering that same intention for kindness, for well wishing to ourselves. may I too be happy and peaceful. May I be healthy and strong. May I be safe and protected. May I live with ease. Just noticing if it's sometimes harder to direct the metta to ourselves, that some people find it helpful to maybe put their hand on their heart to remind themselves, to remind their body of this quality of heart. And also it can be helpful instead to imagine someone who cares deeply about us, bringing this intention of metta or saying these phrases to us. And just continuing with the metta directed towards oneself. May I be happy and peaceful. May I too be healthy and strong. May I be safe and protected. May I live with ease. We continue to practice developing the metta to ourselves, maybe remembering the simile of the sun. Just as the sun shines on what is high and low, so metta shines on all without making distinctions. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be healthy and strong. May I be safe and protected. May I live with ease. An invitation to bring to mind somebody in your family or your friends, someone that you care about. Someone in your community. Extending these wishes, kindness of well-being, this radiating of the metta to that person. May you too be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you be safe and protected. May you live with ease. be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you be safe and protected. May you too live with ease. Well wishing, letting that friend, that family member, that person in your community go from your mind's eye. And then bringing someone to mind, we sometimes call the neutral person. Someone in your lives that you know but don't have any particular relationship with, don't have any particular strong feelings about. Might be the courier driver who delivers things to your doorstep. Might be someone in a shop. Maybe someone that you don't know so well. And just bringing the same intention for metta, the well-wishing, to this person. And also being curious about how it is when we bring that intention to the more neutral person. May you too be happy and peaceful. May you too be healthy and strong. May you be safe and protected. May you live with ease. Patience and kindness and curiosity continuing the metta practice. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you be safe and protected. May you live with ease. Letting go, sense of well-wishing to this person, this more neutral person. And now in your mind's eye, in your heart, offering metta to those here in this meditation room. Our sangha for this retreat, our community. Bring to mind people in the room that we're sharing this time together. May you too be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you be safe and protected. May you live with ease. Continue to broaden the circle of beings we bring into the metta practice. The other people at this retreat centre, service team supporting this retreat, the managers, and bringing to mind the other beings, the abundant nature here at Te Nauata. The trees, the ferns, all plant life. The creatures seen and unseen, heard and unheard. Allowing the metta to radiate out all beings here at Te Nauata. Feel into the boundless nature of metta, into the widening circles beyond Te Nauata, our communities, our country, other nations. Developing this quality of heart that's well-wishing to all beings. All beings know this quality of metta. Kindness, friendliness, this warmth. And all beings know happiness. May all beings know peace.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.